There's a new restaurant in town, and we'll let you know what we think. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
That opening was kind of lame.
Was it? Should we make it more exciting?
I'm adjusting
my bra straps. Do you think that adds any excitement?
That adds the excitement because we could have just opened with you actually did this weekend go to a swinger party in your mask.
That's right.
That's what I should have opened with.
That's right.
So how was it? Let our viewers or listeners or whoever else is getting this somehow.
It was so exciting when Paul told me that he heard there was a whole swinger thing going on, because when we first moved here, that's all I heard. And then it's been dead for like 10 years. I haven't heard about the swinging.
Uh-huh.
When you brought it up again and I put my I-Team undershirt on and I started asking around, I was quickly invited, and I couldn't believe it because I'd never been invited. I was so excited. I finally got invited to a real swinger party.
So all it took was you asking about it to get invited.
Exactly.
So for 15 years, you could have been swinging.
I was waiting for someone to ask me. But all I had to do was just go, have you ever heard of any? Do you know of any? I'm interested in checking it out. And boom, invitation.
So you went.
I went.
You wore your mask.
I wore my mask.
And?
With a feather on it. And I went by the name of Felicia.
Okay, Felicia, so, or Carrie, or whatever your name is. Oh, with the mask off,
well,
you're Carrie. With the mask on, you're
Felicia.
Sexy.
Felicia.
Okay, so give us a blow-by-blow account. No pun
That's
intended.
What she said. Well, there's not that many blows to blow-by-blow because, because I have to admit, I got freaked out.
So what happened?
Along
How long
with
were you
the
there?
Feather, Felicia. Freaked out. There were a bunch of freaks. Well, I went into the house. They gave us a signature drink as we walked in. It was some kind of Bellini or something.
Roofie or no?
I was scared to take it because, of course, that was my first thought. Like,
okay.
Who knows what they're putting in these drinks?
Right.
But that was cute. They had the signature drink. And then they said, the party's going to be downstairs. I thought we were downstairs. We were on the first floor. They're like downstairs. I'm thinking, what is there? It's like some Silence of the Lambs dungeon. I mean, what is downstairs? So we go downstairs and it's like just their finished basement, you know, the kids' basement with like a ball pit and a foosball table and a ping pong table. And now we're in the finished basement.
Wood paneling like in the 70s or no wood paneling?
No, it was your modern finished basement, you know.
Wood paneling would have completed the
story.
Yeah,
that's true. Because that probably
shag carpeting
was probably big during the... Yeah, no, it was just your basic painted walls. And I was like thinking, what are we going to do? Play like Twister, naked Twister or something? We're in the kids' playroom, all the toys visible, Candyland, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then they had all these donuts lined up across the room, and they had a string through the donut, okay? And I was really clueless about what was going on. The biggest thing I was thinking was, I want to stick to my diet.
So. Right, I was going to say.
I hope they don't expect me to eat one of those 600-calorie donuts. And next thing you know, people are blindfolded, a la the big Netflix craze.
Right.
They're blindfolded and they're feeling their way towards a donut and they're biting on the donuts. And then I guess the goal was that a person on the other side was going to meld up with their donut, like merge with their donut and be eating their donut from the other side. And then they end up like making out. So gross. Like, I can't even go there. First of all, so gross. The idea of, like, scarfing down donuts and then, like, making out.
Uh-huh.
Ew. Like, I don't want to eat, like, half-eaten food out of someone's mouth. Besides the fact, you know, I never planned to really swing. I just wanted to see what goes on
right.
at one of these parties. So I ran upstairs. Like, I didn't even get past watching, like, the first couple making out with, like, drooling chocolate-glazed donuts.
I was going to ask, what kind of donut? Was it any jelly?
Well, I never put on the blindfold. So, yeah, there was jelly.
Bavarian cream.
I don't know about cream, but there was definitely like chocolate glaze.
Oh, there was cream. Don't you worry.
I don't know. There was chocolate frosted with sprinkles.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it kind of was like, it was, the whole thing was surreal because we're in a kid's playroom and then we've got like happy donut. Like, it was like combining like kid world with like the salacious underbelly of suburban.
Now, the most important question is, mm-hmm. besides the people who said, come along, did you recognize any of our fellow townspeople
that
at
is
the party?
That is the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well.
You didn't have to sign a confidentiality agreement going in there.
That would have been smart. They didn't do that, though.
No.
They should have. But I still hesitate to say anyone I may have seen because, you know.
You can just say, did you see people that you knew?
I did see a few people I knew.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty unbelievable.
Really?
But then I was thinking, what must they be thinking that they're seeing me here?
Well, you were wearing your mask, Felicia.
I was wearing my mask.
Do you think they knew who you were? Well, any other identifiable marks on you?
A couple of them came right up to me and said, hi, Aunt. I mean, not, you know, they said, hi, my real name. So that's the only thing I think. Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. So the swinger party, you went. It started with donuts.
And I did not conquer. It was something with donuts going on. I mean, I don't know what goes on with these people. They need a better party planner.
Well, I like that you said that it was donuts because, mm-hmm. you know, how I love a good segue.
Yes.
Can I talk about the Canvas Cafe, the new restaurant in town?
You went there, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, I want to hear. How was it?
The food actually, and I'm usually a curmudgeon.
Yes. We've established that.
And I hate everything.
That's right. Well, you say you do, but you don't
right.
really.
Well, whatever. Okay. Whatever the case may be.
He likes to say he hates everything.
Right. Well, that goes with the whole curmudgeon
exactly.
milieu or whatever.
My son
likes
when
is.
You called yourself a pre-curmudgeon.
He was a pre-curmudgeon.
You called him a pre-curmudgeon.
He's a pre-curmudgeon.
He thought that was the funniest word. Okay, go ahead.
So I went to the restaurant. The food was actually delicious. I sampled a couple of different salads there, right. a couple of different paninis.
Nice. Isn't it like farm to table and organic?
Farm to table. They had some breakfast things there.
Nice.
The only thing that annoyed me, because there has to be something that annoys me.
I'm sure there's more than one thing, but
well,
go ahead.
The thing that annoyed me the most was a couple sitting next to us.
Okay.
It was a couple with two little kids.
Okay.
I have nothing against children.
Okay.
They were fine.
Well-behaved?
They were children behaved.
Okay.
So it was fine.
Okay.
You know, that's not what drove me crazy. What drove me crazy was that they had ordered a grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay.
And I'm not sure who at the table ordered it. But the father was about to give it to one of the kids, and he asked the mother, is this okay that I give the son the grilled cheese?
Oh,
and
no.
she said, well, as long as it's gluten-free bread, but let me find out what kind of cheese is on it.
Oh, my God.
That drives me insane.
First of all, is he never with his child that he needs to ask permission to feed the child a sandwich? Like, I mean, or is he just that, like whipped?
That part didn't even drive me crazy. It was a whole gluten-free cheese thing.
I was going to get into that next. I mean,
I know.
The special dietary.
As a whipped man, I didn't even see that whole part.
I asked everything about. Okay, but so like, I mean, some kids have celiac and they can't do the gluten. I know that that's real. I have friends that have that. But there's other people that are misinformed and think gluten-free is somehow healthier. And if you're not celiac or you don't have a gluten allergy, it's not healthier.
All I know is when I was in my teens and younger.
You were eating dirt.
Right. Not only dirt. We had grilled cheese with white bread and American cheese and you
and
ate
mayo.
It. And it didn't matter. And that was it.
Exactly.
And every kid ate it.
Right.
No mother Wonder asked bread. What kind of cheese it was. No mother asked if it was gluten-free bread.
I know.
So that,
it is
that kind of stuff drives me. It drives me crazy.
Well, my favorite is they had a cultural day at the school. Remember I talked about it with the Jesus cake?
Right.
But when it was my kid's year with cultural day, the kids in fourth grade, the 9-year-olds, were actually pointing at dishes and going, is that gluten-free? Does that have nuts in it? Well, nuts I understand because you can be anaphylactic. But they were asking, I swear, they were asking, is that gluten-free? Is that organic?
So while I do want to recommend the Canvas Cafe, make sure you're not sitting next to this annoying couple with their two kids asking for gluten-free bread with some kind of cheese.
And I don't think it's just about the couple. It's that, unfortunately, while farm to table and organic is healthy and delicious, it does bring out a certain maybe pretentious crowd, you might want to say. It's not the crowd who's eating at the Hi-Ho. Let's put it that way.
Okay, exactly. So it is a good place.
Okay.
I don't think I'm
good
pretentious
review.
Enough to be there to eat there. At
Maybe
this point.
We could get you more pretentious.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
I will never say the words gluten free and or what kind of cheese.
See,
when I'm
if you had actually
sandwich.
Been hanging out with the 522s since a couple months ago that you met on the train,
right?
You probably would have your pretentiousness up to the level that you could be eating there and enjoying it.
Well, I can enjoy it.
I mean, you could eat there and fit in with the wacky, right. I think you need to call up some of those 522s or go to another train party.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening
no?
either. No? No, I don't think
Remember
so.
Remember how much fun you had at the train party?
I did.
Was going to say we had, but I didn't have it. But you had fun.
I had fun, but, you
another
know, I'm over it
Tuesdays
at this point.
At the train?
I'm over it.
Okay,
yeah.
We need to find more things to do.
Exactly.
I want to get you an invitation to the swinger party. I want to hear your curmudgeon review of a swinger party.
Do I get to choose what donut? Or no? Is that how it works?
No, because you were blindfolded and you had to just like sniff and feel your way.
But what happens if it's like a coconut thing or something gross like that?
Right.
That would be even worse than the whole swinging part, I
well,
think.
Well, at our age, coconut, that might be more people's like objection.
A coconut donut.
You could go in and say, "Is this a? Are there any gluten-free donuts? Or what? Can you point me towards the gluten-free donuts?
Who eats old-fashioned donuts? What happens if they had an old-fashioned?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. It's some sort of different type of cake, I think. I don't know what are those.
Whenever I am at a donut shop, I do think to myself, like, who eats the cinnamon one? Like, of all the good things you could get, like, I love chocolate. Why would I get a cinnamon? If I'm going to waste the calories, why would I do that on cinnamon?
So when you weren't on your diet,
right?
What was your go-to donut?
My go-to donut is always chocolate glazed.
Chocolate glazed. Sprinkles or no sprinkles?
I bet that doesn't surprise you. I forgo the sprinkles.
Now, when you get your chocolate glazed donut, do you get a round donut or you just get a big long donut?
I've done both.
You have?
You know, there's Donuts Ann up the street from my house. I should take you there. Uh-huh. And they have the long ones.
The long chocolate frosted ones.
No, chocolate glazed.
Chocolate glazed.
Chocolate with glaze. Right. And it's like this. How does that?
Braided?
Braided, yes.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
That is another story for community news.
Yeah, that might be an interesting video.
You eating the chocolate? A chocolate? I can't even talk right now. What's your name again?
My mask on.
This has gone far. This has gone far afield.
This has gone far askew.
This is why we're no longer.
It's starting to sound like the Golden Globes from 2 weeks ago. That was all dirty.
This is why we're no longer on the community paper.
Sometimes we get a little risque.
A tiny bit. And
we
sometimes
try to hold it back. If you've been listening regularly, you realize how much we've been holding back. We haven't been cursing.
Right.
We have not been talking about sexual things.
So if you're offended, we apologize. It's just things
are
kind of
innuendo.
Things are kind of slow in town, so we're just since Terry or was that your name? Oh, Carrie. Since Carrie or Terry or Carrie or Ivy or Felicia went to the swinger party, I can't think of anything else. I couldn't wait to get the review.
Carrie was investigating.
Right.
I wonder if all the swinger parties do some kind of food thing like that. If the food matchup is part of it or that was just that party. I have so many questions, but I was out of there.
You were? Mm. Well, you're going to have to go investigate again at some point.
I want to get you invited to the next
party. Why not?
All right.
Can I wear your mask?
Sure.
Can I pick out my donut? If I can't pick out my donut, I'm not going.
Wouldn't that be funny if you said that's your condition?
Right. No other condition except
I don't mind hooking up with anybody here, but I need to pick my donut.
Right.
Maybe now that they have that Bird Box challenge from Netflix, maybe now all the swinger parties will be blindfolded. You just have to pick people.
I didn't watch Bird Box. I get scared of scary movies.
Mm, it's really not that scary.
No. Mm. I'm too scared anyway.
No. I just think it's funny that Netflix had to say to people, don't blindfold yourself and drive. Don't take the Bird Box challenge. Like, people are that stupid that they're worried that people are going to put a blindfold on and drive and... You know.
Did you see anybody in town driving to the Bird Box
challenge
yet?
I haven't, but I should. You know what? We should investigate that for next week if there's any local people doing the Bird Box challenge.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Good
and
idea.
What they're challenging them.
Perhaps
with
one of the UFO people. You didn't find a UFO person yet,
I have not run into any, have
we
you?
Got it. No, I've looked up in the paper. I haven't found
you know
anybody.
What? We should try to
if
track
you're, if you,
down
if
those
if you saw a UFO,
sources.
We'll put you on air. Come on air
exactly.
For next week.
Call us, email us, tweet us, and we're not on Twitter, so I don't want to confuse anybody, but
right.
Send us a Facebook message, and we will put you on the show and interview you.
Absolutely. So I think that about wraps up this Tuesday edition of Community News.
Wow, that went so fast.
I know. Well, you know, you were at the swinger party. Everything's going fast
exactly.
These days.
Exactly. Time flies.
That adrenaline from almost eating that donut.
Exactly. I'm so happy from getting close to the sugar.
Right. Was that it? Just sniffing it?
Just sugar
I don't even
high
want to know what the smells
it.
Were.
I'm on a new year, new you diet, community.
There you go.
Day three. No, I'm just kidding. Day 8. Give myself some credit.
Okay, good. All right. And on that note, my name is Paul.
And I'm Carrie.
As always, thank you for listening. And we will be back later on in the week with another episode.
Subscribe.
Of Community.
Listen. Rate. Review. You forgot to tell people that.
Rate. Review. Listen.
Send us an email. Send us a something.
A
Let
tweet.
Us know you're out
oh,
there.
We're not on Twitter.
Let
send us,
know
an Instagram.
You're out there.
Yes. We'd love to hear from all of you. Thanks again, and thanks for listening to Community News.
Okay, take care.